Acts 16 and 16 all the way through to 26. Amen. Look what the word of God says. Now it happened. Am I in the right place? Okay. Now it happened as we went to prayer that a certain slave girl, possessed with a spirit of divination, met us, who brought her masters much profit by fortune telling. This girl followed Paul and us and cried out, saying, "These men are the servants of the Most High God, who proclaim to us the way of salvation." And this she did for many days. So just imagine now, every day, buddy. "These men are the servants of the Most High God, proclaim to us the way of salvation." Still with verse 18. "But Paul, greatly annoyed on this particular day, turned and said to the Spirit, 'I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her.' He came out that very hour. But when her masters saw that their hope of profit was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace to the authorities." Look at verse 20. "And they brought them to the magistrates and said, 'These men, being Jews, exceedingly trouble our city. And they teach customs which are not lawful for us, being Romans, to receive or observe.' Then the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates tore off their clothes and commanded them to be beaten with rods. And when they had laid many stripes on them, they threw them into the prison, commanding the jailer to keep them securely. Having received such a charge, he put them into the inner prison, fastened their feet in the stocks. But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. The prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. Immediately, all the doors were opened, and everyone's chains were loose." Just for a few minutes, I just want to talk to you about, while I was minding my business. Take your seats. While I was minding my business, you know, when we wake up in the morning and we are greeted by the Lord's grace and mercy, we usually imagine or think that this day is going to be a very positive day, a good day, that we are going to impact someone's life with the knowledge, with the love, and the understanding of Jesus Christ. We do not think it is going to cost us our freedom, our positive attitude, our positive mindset, or even the threat of losing our life. We just don't see things that way in this day and time. We do acknowledge those possibilities of those things happening, but we don't see ourselves having to go through those situations during this day and time, in real time. But when I read this scripture this time, they were going through the same thing we go through. They didn't think nothing bad was going to happen. Here, I'm going to prove it to you. See, so in our scripture today, at the top of chapter 16, in the book of Acts, we find Paul and Silas. They are recruiting Timothy to travel with them. Now, Timothy's reputation is intact, so he didn't have to petition anyone, ask anyone for elevation. That's not the message, but there's a lesson there. If you do what God has told you to do, you don't have to ask nobody for nothing because your gift will make room for you. Hallelujah. There are so many people clamoring for a position and conniving and backstabbing and starting all little fires around whatever situation they're in just to move up, to step on the back of somebody else. If you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, you don't have to. Lord, help me on today. Holy Ghost, rest on me on today. You don't have to step on nobody to elevate. If you're doing what you're supposed to be doing over in the Holy Ghost, God will make ways out of no ways. He will elevate you. So here is Timothy now. He's just doing what he's supposed to be doing. And what he, most of all, what it is he's faithful. Right? He got made a way for him because of his faithfulness. So he's faithful and they recruit Timothy. But Timothy had to be circumcised because his father was a Greek. Amen. So they had to circumcise Timothy and he had to have the appearance of amen as of one of the apostles. Mm. And so as they traveled through all the cities, they were delivering decrees determined by the apostles and elders at Jerusalem. They were just carrying out orders. And what was happening, this is the consequence of them following directions, of the churches were being strengthened and church attendance and membership grew daily. So the church is growing. Amen. And life was good. Am I talking to anybody here? God was moving and adding people to the faith. What could be better? That's what we want, right? That's what we want. And even though things are going well, here's another lesson. It's not part of it. It's part of the message, but it's not the focus. So even though things are going well, they are careful not to operate in the flesh. Right? We have to be careful not to allow when things begin to go good to operate in the flesh. This is an important lesson that we should receive on today, because there are that we are not to allow a series of positives or positive days to derail us from being in tune with the Holy Ghost. You see, during their travels, they are going through the region of Galatia, but the Holy Ghost forbids them from going to Asia. Woo! Hallelujah. Now, if they weren't in tune with the Holy Ghost, they would have went off to Asia, and who knows what would have happened. And there are some times when the Holy Ghost says, no, Lord, help me on today. Lord, talk through me on today. There are some times when the Holy Ghost forbids you from doing some things that you might want to do, because they were trying to go there, but the Holy Ghost said, nah. Hallelujah. Then they attempted to go through Bithynia, but the Holy Ghost also prohibits them from going through that region as well. Why? Because they were paying attention. Things are going well, but they're still paying attention. My God, they did not allow their flesh to dictate their actions. And while the Holy Ghost did not permit them to minister in those aforementioned places, the Holy Ghost still gave Paul a vision of a man pleading with him. to go to Macedonia to preach. And what Paul does, he acts on that vision. And immediately they head for Macedonia, believing that the Lord had called them there to preach the gospel. And what they do is they ultimately find themselves in Philippi, which is the foremost city of that region of Macedonia. And they stay there for some time. And then the Bible says that on the Sabbath day, they go to the riverside where prayer normally takes place. Life is good. They go into the riverside, able to sit down and able to break bread and just and pray and reminisce and think about God. And there is no major trouble. And for most of us, this is what we think of when we consider ministry. We think that it will, for the most part, be a smooth ride. Paul is talking to people who want to be saved. You know, that's a good thing, to talk to somebody that their heart is open and they want to be saved. Hallelujah. But I'll say it again. It is imperative that they remain in tandem with the Holy Ghost. You got to stay in tune with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. My God. Lydia wants them to stay at her house. And Lydia was a person who worshiped God. She was a seller. The Bible just says a seller of purple. Amen. The majestic color. Hallelujah. Amen. And so Lydia wants them to stay at her house. And so now deliverance, watch this. Even though not a lot is going on, deliverance is in the land. Watch this now. Watch this now. But sometimes deliverance will call those who are bringing deliverance to have to go through something. Right? Because now the devil is at work trying to kill their effort. Right? See, Paul and Silas probably Timothy, because he was with them, he's learning, are on their way to prayer when they are confronted by a girl possessed with a spirit of divination and who was making a lot of money for her masters. She is following them. Here, let me tell this side over here. She is following. Here, let me talk to the middle. She is following. They was just minding their business. She is following. Right? If this was 2021, we would say it's a Karen that's bothering us. Y'all ain't saying nothing back to me. She was following them. They were just going to prayer. They wasn't bothering that girl. She was following. They were just minding their business, praying with folks who want to pray. But something down on the inside of this girl is attracted to the anointing of Paul and Silas. Beloved, this is why you have to stay in tune with the Holy Ghost. Because your anointing is going to attract some mess. Y'all ain't. Hallelujah. Y'all stay with me now. It is going to attract some people who are not of God. I know you didn't think your anointing was just going to attract those who are saved. Your anointing is going to attract those who don't even know God. And the anointing is going to reveal who you are in God. Y'all stay with me now. And then you just might be on your way somewhere, minding your business. But the anointing is so strong. See, that's why you can't keep haters out of your life. You need some people in your life that are hard to get along with because they're attracted to what God has placed down on the inside of you. And then finally she blurts out, "These
These men are the servants of the Most High God who proclaim the way of salvation. Now, what we skip over several times when we read the scriptures is that she did this for several days. Can you imagine somebody following you and every day they greet you when you come out your house and you go into prayer and they say, this is the man, this is the woman of the Most High God who proclaimed the way. You, wait a minute, I ain't trying to make no bones about nothing. Leave me alone. Go on and go your way. They wasn't worried about this girl, but she did this every day for a while. Has anybody ever just got on your nerves? I know we save. I know we sanctify. Can I just talk about it for a minute? Has anybody ever just got on your last? Come on, come on. Can we talk about it? Can we just keep it 100? Has anybody ever just got on your last nerve? Hallelujah. I know you saved. I know you sanctified, but they still got on your last. There's nothing wrong with people getting on your last nerve. There's nothing wrong with you getting annoyed. See, y'all, somebody else should be saying hallelujah because scripture is speaking real loud right now. What scripture is telling us and that we have skipped over for decades is that Paul and Silas could handle this girl following them and getting on their nerves. If that was some of us and it was the parking lot before you came into the church, we all know there would have been some choice words. Now, look, girl, you didn't this your last time. I'm finna get up. You better look. You better back up away. You would have had some choice words for this girl who is following you. And every time you show up to the church house, she out there pointing at you. You are the Most High God. Wait a minute. I can't just come in church and sit down. Nah. You see, there it is right there. Y'all feeling Paul now. Y'all feeling Paul. Girl, bye. See that? Let that happen to one of the sisters. Now, look here. Look here. Look here. Look here. Look here now. Get on away from around here now. Right? And you see it again, it'd be like, look now, we about to have a talk. Right? And you see a third time, it'd be like, we about to have a problem. So look now. Paul is annoyed. The Bible says he's annoyed. He is annoyed, but he is in control. He's annoyed, but he's in control. The Holy Ghost is still having his way. And so he uses the power God gave him, and what does he do? He commands what was in that girl to come out. So after following them for several days and getting on his last nerve, Paul finally gets annoyed enough to turn around and say, you know what? See, okay, you asked for it. Here it is. You was bothering me. See, this is how some of us, this is how we should respond to people who get on our nerves. Y'all see, I'm preaching hard. Y'all don't want to hear that. Y'all want to hear cornbread and collard greens and fried chicken. No, what I'm telling you is that when people see, that's evidence of the Holy Ghost as much as it is dancing and shouting in church on Sunday morning. That if you can remain in control when everything is not going well, that's where the blessing is. That he turns around to this girl. And he says to this girl, okay, you asked for it, here it is. In the name of Jesus, come out of her. And power is residing down in the members of Paul. So much so that within the hour, that demon has to catch a flight to another place because he couldn't reside in that girl. Ah, what are you saying, Pastor? You got to use the power that's in you. You got to speak when it's time to speak. You cannot lose your mind. You got to stay in control. You got to allow the Holy Ghost to move you in such a way that you turn around to that person and you say, in the name of Jesus, you got to come out of them. And within an hour, that thing that's down on the inside got to come out of that person. Y'all help me up in here.
My brothers and sisters, our time is up, but there is much more to Pastor Richardson's message. And to listen to the entire message, you can go to sermonmanager@graceplaceav.com and click on While I Was Minding My Own Business. Again, you can go to sermonmanager@graceplace.com and click on While I Was Minding My Own Business. I want to thank Pastor Richardson for sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ with us. My brothers and sisters, if you'd like to attend this church, once again, the address is 45212 7th Street East in Lancaster. That's 45212 7th Street East in Lancaster. Services start at 10:30. If you'd like to get more information, then give them a call at 661-948-9118. That's 661-948-9118.